Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth
drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. I want you to holler at me. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. If you can't call me, email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. I appreciate your questions, comments, concerns, and I work real hard and diligently to answer them all. Also, if you're ghost listening, feel free to jump into the chat room. Or you can go to my Facebook Smooth Drama page and add me. I'll add you back. Anywhere, just Google Smooth Drama. Anywhere Smooth Drama exists, hit me up. I'll add you. We can talk a taste on it. Now, I must say that this is my out of the basement show. I've been in the serious basement. Like, y'all don't even understand. I'm like under the basement in the subway trying to finish up my stuff. So I have removed myself from day-to-day life so I can finish up my magnificent book that I'll be plugging here soon, Boom Unit. Y'all be looking out for it. I'm asking everybody to drop some money in my lap. Allegedly. Anyway, like I said, I'm taking this, if you want to call doing the radio show, my brief respite from total isolation. I'm like isolated, like, you don't understand. I'm almost isolated from the real world, like Donald Trump and his alternative facts. I'm so underground right now trying to finish this book. And to all my listeners out there and people who tried to get in contact with me, I'm apologizing now and beforehand. I have intentionally cut myself off because I'm like at the end. So I know y'all don't care about my personal business dealings, whatnot, but I'm excited. I'm giving birth to my first baby, and it's like the head is like sticking out, and I'm a male, so you can understand how painful that is for me to be birthing a child, because, you know, I don't have a vagina, so I don't have nothing that open up. My back don't open up or none of that. So birthing this baby is very painful. I don't know what that means. And I don't know why I said it, but I said it. So that's my excuse. If you haven't heard from me, it's because the head is out. I'm trying to pull the shoulders out now. And speaking of which, I mean, I know everybody knows about all the women's marches and the protests that went on out there. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. But I do want to talk about something that I saw that was kind of funny. French court has ordered, I know we out of America for a second, but it's actually not out of America. French court has ordered a German safety body to pay 60 million euros in compensation to 20,000 women who receive faulty breast implants. See, I know y'all was out there protesting the false president. Well, false titties are out there. And once again, that Malcolm X, the chickens coming home to roost. You got them fake titties. Well, this company, who Poly Implant Prothese, PIP, they made substandard industrial grade silicone. And they are an international firm that has sold fake titties all over the world. The scandal, they're saying that it affected about 300,000 women in as many as 65 countries, including France, the UK, Germany, Venezuela, and Brazil. And I'm going to guess if there are some people who actually went out of the country and got their titties done, they may have gotten some bad titty. Yeah, and we're in the age of the fake right now. So getting that fake titty thrown your way so that you can look good and be fake for the fake regime that's happening right now. Although this is not new. See, right now the payments come due on fake titty, fake ass. Cause fake, this is 2010 when they first came out with the fake titties. So now we say, what, about 2020, they'll be talking about the fake whatever. You know, a lot of times they have to fix the flat, whatever the hell they're putting inside women's asses to duplicate that Mother Africa. Well, 2020 is my prediction. You're gonna see fake titty, fake booty lawsuits, silicone, whatever the hell they put in. We'll be talking about some country in some European country where they're buying this stuff and putting it out there. I do want to talk about something important though. My new train, the Coon train. Man, I mean, the Coon train is so awesome because the Coon train always leads to the same place. Nowhere. How do we know the Coon train leads nowhere? Well, let's just look at what's happening. Stacey Dash. No, she got fired from Fox. Like, oh, we don't need you no more. You know, of course she was suspended, and then they just let her go. They didn't renew her. She's been off the air since September, and they didn't renew her because, well, hey, our guy got elected, so we really don't need you no more. You know that old saying, once you get, you know, get on the bright side and you leave the dark side, you can never go back to the bright side. Because the dark, I mean, because they don't want you. And the dark side, we definitely ain't trying to have you. When I talk about Star Wars, I'm on the dark side. I'm like, one is cooler. I don't have to have a lightsaber to hit you. I can, like, shoot you from across the street with my electric. I'm like, why wouldn't I want to be on the dark side? I mean, obviously, I wouldn't want to be like Darth Vader with the big helmet and the black suit, kind of hot. I think I'm a little too handsome to cover my stuff all up. And because I haven't burnt my whole body up, I think I'm all right. Just out there. Swashbuckling. Anyway, yeah, Stacey Dash riding that Coon train to unemployment. And you know, black folks don't want you back. So I don't know what she's going to do, but it's going to be funny watching her try to get some love. I was on y'all side, and now you diss me. I was on y'all side. I gave up everything so I can be with you. Yeah. Bye-bye. And also, reporting on the Coon train, because as we know, Coon train always in the road to nowhere. David Clark there's a Wisconsin lawmaker who is trying to get him out. It's a beautiful thing. It's State Representative David Crowley, who came out and said, hey, the people deserve a sheriff who is committed to protect and serve, not one committed to threaten and intimidate. And so on Monday, State Representative David Crowley submitted a letter to Governor Scott Walker asking for Clark to be removed from his position at once. And so he wrote in this letter, the duty bestowed upon law enforcement officers is to protect and serve. Unfortunately, that is not what the sheriff of Milwaukee County is most concerned with, Crowley wrote. Today, I call on you to remove Sheriff David Clark from office for his willful neglect of duties. Repeated inappropriate and incendiary comments, his promotions of violence and use of intimidation against innocent civilians. Oh, yeah. Now, I mean, maybe he won't get rid of him, but once again, we know how this train usually goes. They don't have no need for him. So, hey, if there's a political storm, we can remove him. Now, supposedly, Scott Walker and David Clark are friends, but being politically expedient doesn't matter anymore, because as most of our Caucasian brethren in politics know right now, you don't need your token blacks any longer. The elections are done. So just clean house and bring in the new round of coons. So the old coons got to go. Bring in some fresh coon blood. So I'll be cheering for David Clark to be removed. And if it happens, I can say that it couldn't happen to a more swell guy. Right. And speaking of swell people, Chrisette Michelle, Michael, however you pronounce her name, she's talking about how not only were Twitter users criticizing you, she's saying her family members, some of who are activists, including Black Panthers, have since disowned her. And to make the matters worse, Trump did not personally acknowledge her at the event. And so, yeah, he said, she said that Trump didn't even shake her hand and didn't even want to meet her. She did all that to put her music out there so people would love her. And yeah, she got paid. Good for you. You know, she said it wasn't $750,000, but she did get paid. But yeah, good luck with you. Because we, of course, are not going to buy any records. I mean, I see a record with her on it. Can't do it. I mean, it was so bad that, everybody's throwing her off. As a matter of fact, Spike Lee has his Netflix series, She's Gotta Have It. It's coming out. And he removed her music from the soundtrack. Just like, we're not even going to use no music from you. And which made her husband-to-be, Doug Ellison, wrote an open letter towards Spike Lee saying, fuck you. And he said, I won't let this defeat us. I refuse to back down. Well, actually, those are the lyrics to her her new song that she put out, No Political Genius. And that's supposed to be her response to those who questioned her decision to begin with. But I'm looking at it like, well, you performed, you got paid whatever the hell they paid you. Black folks are not going to buy your music. You're kind of dead to us. Nobody black will use your music in any of their stuff. And as we know, and as she should have known, the white people are not going to use your stuff. So now she's kind of stuck. Like, man, I was on the coon train and it was going so well. And I mean, he didn't even acknowledge her. Trump didn't even acknowledge her. And you put yourself out there, you got paid and all that, but now your career is done. I mean, your albums are all going to go wood now. That's never understood that once black folks don't want you back, that's kind of it. I mean, who's going to buy your records? Good luck with that, Chrisette. I hope that ride on the coon train was all you wanted it to be. It's, yeah. On that note, I'm going break. This is a pause one, Mind Power.
Call it Mind Power. Terminology. Yeah. Ravi. Pause one. Intelligent thugs manifest poetry. Hopefully you see the dope MC over dope TV. Socially conscious, we the wise men. And my pen, how we slide in your dime friends. But see, damn, we give you that C-Sam. It's all the same shit, LA to Bean Town. We class, shootouts and beatdowns. Pounds and seeds down the sweet round. I walk light, the featherweight, rocking heavyweight. Let me demonstrate Hennessy flowing by the lake. I use my brain, always intoxicated, but I be focused, automobile operating. Drunk by myself, plotting on a takeover. Take over corporate, take money, take Doja. Me a pause, we live by them street laws. Squeeze off on police, default on the beat. I use mind power, give back to the street. Always my mind when I rap city streets from the gutter, man. But I ain't no fool, and it's in my heart style. We gon' take it to the top, yeah, mind power. Get back to the street. Always use my mind when I rap city streets from the gutter, man. But I ain't no fool, and it's in my heart style. We gon' take it to the top. I got a rep for ripping rappers apart, the art of war, Sun Tzu. When the words ain't working, the guns too. Hustle under street lights, living life cautiously. Ain't focused on the flossing, thinking of what it's costing me. My power's colossal, philosophy of a dying breed. Street plugs supplying weed, everything a giant needs. Bad broads, isn't it sad? Mad frauds. Saying they ain't biting, but they bar the flavor. Mold the minds of tomorrow's stars. Charles Xavier, the street culture. They evil will leave you headed like Greek sculptures. Money is the motive. The object is to leave behind something for these project kids. I'm seeing hearts cold and empty as the project bridge. Leave us with arm and hammer. Arm with alarm and grammar. Burn the boots to the ground and never need no match. Cause the only thing harder is a primo scratch. I use mind power. Give back to the street. Always my mind when I rap city dreams from the gutter, man. But I ain't no fool, and it's in my heart style. We gon' take it to the top, yeah, mind power. Get back to the street. Always use my mind when I rap city dreams from the gutter, man. But I ain't no fool, and it's in my heart style. We gon' take it to the top. Hey, yo, revenge, best the cold dish. I see for Poland, but rap don't respect history. Memory of a goldfish. A mystery, jazz great for tolling. Chuck Berry was rocking and rolling way before Elvis stole it. The cinematic, yo-matic, my sound patterns create eye graphics and cymatics. Visualize the rhyme magic. Watch me pull a condom out of Playboy Bunny, call it a hat trick. Hit it, grab it,
bunny. Anyway, moving on to my other bad habit, getting money for the lack thereof. On the path where thugs attack, we bear arms in the black shed blood. I see you recover when he back, share hugs. And it's back to the hustle, spit rap and sell drugs. So I'm thinking of a master plan. I get sick and red epiphany, nigga, not your average man. I use my power, get back to the street. Always use my mind when I rap to these beats from the gutter, man. But I ain't no fool, and it's in my heart style. We gon' take it to the top, get my power, get back to the street. Always use my mind when I rap city beats from the gutter, man. But I ain't no fool, and it's in my heart style. We gon' take it to the top.
Together you got to move, drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Pause 1 featuring Roscoe, Mind Power. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Speaking of Mind Power, man, it was protests everywhere this weekend. I mean, folks didn't want to do nothing. They was canceling stuff. Nobody wanted to do anything this weekend for good reason, because once again, it was protests everywhere. Everything was blocked off. People was out there like, you know what? Women's rights. I mean, had women out there with hats with pussies on them, like, you can't grab this, you can't touch this. I was waiting on Hammer to bust out. Anyway, I mean, it was amazing. I mean, you wonder where are these people when it comes to their senators and congressmen and protesting these folks who actually legislate the law. But you know, I guess beggars can't be choosers. I am gonna talk about Sean Spicer. I mean, alternative facts. It's like, wow. This dude said this was the largest audience to ever witness an inauguration, period, both in person and around the globe. I mean, I was at the Million Man March, and we had more people at the Million Man March than they had at that inauguration. I mean, it was empty. Now, I mean, of course, there'll be some folks who say, well, hey, you know, what had happened was when they took them pictures, it was like 6 a.m. I mean, it's like, well, it was early in the morning. People wasn't even out of bed yet. Like, no, dog, that was not early in the morning. That was like all day. You could have took a picture every hour on the hour. It would have been the same thing. Nobody was out there. But, hey, alternative facts. You could just say, hey, it was the most watched, most attended inauguration ever. Ever? I mean, I guess if it was one of them inaugurations that was attended by ghosts. I mean, we talking about ghosts. Yeah, they probably had the most ghosts ever. Confederate ghosts. Racist abolitionist ghosts. I mean, they were probably there. They were probably there by the truckloads. Just ghosts everywhere. They had seances all over the place. It was just spirits just lined up like, speak to us, Donald. Yeah. shout out to Sean Spicer, though. I mean, that's what we got to get used to. It's all lies. I mean, it's been all, well, it hasn't necessarily been lies, but it's been a lot of foolishness that, of course, the Donald has said and his people. I mean, he's put all people who are just no good, right? I mean, we've talked ad nauseum about all the underqualified people that he put in charge of stuff. And of course, to when he wants to speak to black leaders, he gets the rapper and he gets the talk show host to go in and help black folks. It's funny to watch, because it's what amazes me all the time when thousandaires vote for the agenda of billionaires. I mean, it's like you're voting and supporting campaigning against your own best interests. Because, I mean, what's the first thing they did? Cut the Affordable Care. Just cut the Affordable Care Act. Like, poor people don't need health insurance. They don't need help with health insurance. It's like, why? Why would you do that? It's like, that's just dumb. Dumb, diddy dumb, dumb, dumb. But hey, whatever. I mean, in the first thing he did, because I remember what the Native American guy, Archibald, something like that, was talking about, oh yeah, I'm gonna talk to Trump and see if we can negotiate and make some headways. Y'all go home, everybody go home, because we want to try to make some headway talking to Trump. And the first thing he did, on his third day of office, he signed the executive orders to push forward the Keystone XL and Dakota Access Pipeline. You know, of course, Keystone was rejected in 2015 by Barack Obama after a 7-year review. And Trump's order clears the way to continue building the 1,172-mile Dakota Access Project, which had been stalled since they had halted construction in December. But no worries about that now. It was in dispute, but Trump, like, hey, we're going to renegotiate some of the terms, and if they would like, we will see if we can get that pipeline built. A lot of jobs, 28,000 jobs, great construction jobs. Yeah, and then he signed next one. Said, with respect to the construction of the Dakota Access Pipeline, again, subject to terms and conditions to be negotiated by us. Meaning, basically, I already signed it. You're going to do it. I'm going to cut y'all a check. Don't worry about having clean water, because clean water means nothing. Nobody cares about clean water anywhere, not in America at least. But that's a subject for a little bit later on in the show. But just goes to show you, voting against you, I mean, the Native American issue is, we don't care about Native Americans. That's tried and true Groundhog Day right there. But the fact that you have one of the first things he does is like, yeah, we're not negotiating. I mean, because he only is an investor in it. He only is an investor in it. So he gets paid on both ends. It's funny how that goes. But it's an alternative fact, because they say he divested, but he still invested in the company that is invested in it. It's like a smaller shell company. that's invested in it. His direct company got out, but he's invested in another company that's invested in the pipeline. So, yeah. That's where it's at. Also, you know, just in case you thought it was just going to be about that, there was also he chose Ajit Pai as the new head of the U.S. Federal Communications Commission. And this is the government agency which regulates telecom issues. Now, people are concerned, internet rights activists, that laws ensuring net neutrality are, of course, now under threat. So, the supporters are about competition among online companies. So, like, if you're like a fly-by-night little video service, whatnot, social network, it'd be kind of hard to compete with YouTube or Vimeo or any of the other big guys. So now, under Trump, the people, the corporate, the big corporations, or the big people, because corporations are people, right? I mean, because I've always wondered how Yahoo trimmed its goatee to make it fierce and nice, and how Facebook got that nice part down the middle of their forehead, and I just wonder how they did it. It's a smooth fade that Facebook has. Anyway. Now, Pai, speaking after Trump's election win, said, "During the Trump administration, we will shift from playing defense at the FCC to going on the offense, meaning we need to fire up the weed whacker and remove those rules that are holding back investment, innovation, and job creation." And because he was already an FCC commissioner, he can move directly into the role without a Senate confirmation hearing, meaning there is nothing you can do to get him out, keep him from doing whatever he wants. So what's going to end up happening is you're going to have, for example, when AT&T and Time Warner were merging and it was blocked before, now that is a go. See, what's going to, I mean, it's not like that wasn't a go before, but now the subtleties, because under Obama, it was subtle corporate moves. I mean, it was one of those things like, well, hey, you know, at least for anyone out there, I'm gonna buy you a drink and put the and drop the Mickey in there. So at least you had a drink before you got the pipe laid on you. Now They're not even slipping you to drink. It's like, you know what? I'm just gonna rape you. Wanna let you know this. I ain't got no lube, none of that. I ain't got time to wait. I'm just dropping it on you like that. Because now, AT&T came out and said, like, Chairman Pai will work with his fellow commissioners to quickly and decisively put back in place the common sense regulatory framework necessary to support the president's agenda. Meaning, they're happy because it's like, yeah, we're going to buy up some stuff. We are going to be a monopoly. There's going to be no competition. Because we know that there's no real competition. They all are, quote unquote, competing against themselves, and they ride the prices. They seem to be similar no matter where you go. But now it's like, no, we're not even going to perpetrate. And companies like Netflix, Facebook, who don't actually control internet content, they'll probably be charged a higher fee. So they'll have to bow down to the king. So like Verizon, AT&T, they'll all be buying up the other or merging with other telecommunication companies, and basically, as I said before, bending us over. Expect those prices to go up. I can guarantee you a few things that's going to happen. Gas is going to go up. Your internet is going to go up. There's going to be caps on your data, how much data you can have before they start charging you. All of these things are coming to a wallet near you that will be drained of a few more dollars. And if you're not getting your dollars drained, like in Louisiana, there's a Blue Lives Matter law. Now, what the hell is a Blue Lives Matter law? Basically, it was intended to make police officers, firefighters, and EMS personnel protected classes under the state's hate crime statute. But one police chief in the state suggested that it could also be used to punish people more harshly for resisting arrest. So basically, in here are their words, resisting an officer or battery of a police officer was just that charge simply. But now, Governor John Bel Edwards, in the legislation, made it a hate crime now. So, resisting, and we know, black folks in particular, we know resisting arrest is basically us, like, please don't shoot us. Pretty please don't shoot us. Running away means all the, getting shot while unarmed, all those things are classified as resisting arrest. So now there will be hate crimes. And I will predict this. They will be charging families restitution for these hate crimes. Now think about that for a second. Because resisting arrest is a hate crime, and because they have made it a point to say resisting arrest on damn near everything that you do. I mean, we know all the black folks who were shot and killed, they were all resisting arrest, even though the camera shows otherwise. I mean, they hadn't coined the term back then, like Spicer just coined it, alternative facts. We know it as an alternative fact. Like, well, yeah, resisting arrest, running away from the cops, getting shot in the back, resisting arrest. Laying on the ground cuffed, but got shot anyway, resisting arrest. And your family is going to have to pay for that. You can bring that to the bank. I mean, and it's sad that this is where we are, and we're talking about these are laws. Now, I know people was out there protesting Trump. You're not going to grab our pussy. You're not going to tell us what to do with our bodies as far as abortion goes. But, hey, resisting an officer or battery of a police officer, meaning basically him cuffing you, slamming your head against the door, you resisting arrest, and it's a hate crime. Just another way to lock you up, get you put in jail so you can work for free. I mean, all of it's about you working for free. And so you got another bogus law, because we, of course, have Black Lives Matter. They're like Blue Lives Matter, the law. I mean, that's where we at. It is so serious. So y'all be ready. You know, all you kumbaya black folks, and even the super Negroes. Super Negroes getting fired left and right. You know, the coon train is over. Now, back to the reality of what America has always been. We hate you, files. Period, point blank. And appropriately, I'm going on break. This is Lil Brother off of their album that caused them so much flack back in the, about 2009, The Minstrel Show. We Got Now.
Yeah. One more time, one last number. Sean Don, where you at, nigga? It's the future right here, man. We starting it right now. Let's get it going. Big poop up. My attitude real shitty, pimp for short. My mind cluttered like the streets of New York. I ain't trying to take an L cause I casually fought. This shit real serious, not casual sport. Let time fly by as I feel these thoughts. And I'm speeding through life in my car and park. And even in the day sometimes it's dark. And that cloud hovering low was not the worst part. Second guessing yourself, trying to remain sharp. See niggas blowing up who ain't got your spark. And that alone is a burden to carry. Either you'll get strong or you'll get buried. And rap keeps plenty room in this cemetery. Pull out your blackberry, change your itinerary. I mean, you can be the shit today. Then tomorrow wake up, fame blown away. And homie on the real, ain't nothing you can say. That's why I work hard now, got later than late. In the sand on the beach, mix the drinks with Belvane. The world won't remember my name, motherfucker.
I ain't heard all of your songs and beats. From the side and watch your videos and seen the car you drive.
And we know what to expect, my nigga. Done seen it all before, I ain't impressed, my nigga.
But they heard all of our songs and beat us from the side and came out to the shows and seen us on the grind.
Yeah. And this is how we get down, motherfuckers. We don't care who got next. Now, motherfucker.
I try to work with niggas. Don't wanna jerk them niggas, but everybody running around thinking they murderers. Gave birth to niggas. And when I burp them niggas, they spit up old lines that I fed to them earlier. And this is what the state of hip-hop is like. I'm thinking, damn, this cannot be right. And I agree that everybody's a biter. But if you Z-Rock the style, then that's infringing on my copyright. It's the bottom of the ninth with no extra innings. And we all in the game trying to collect our penance. And from the old school, I'm a direct descendant. And y'all can feel it at the end of each and every sentence. Cause underground rap is just incense and gimmicks and image. They phone in for 10 cents a minute. I knew that since I entered the rap game, my style would have niggas taking it back. But what about now? I think about the youth and how their minds are so closed. Cause now Rap City look like video soul. And that's a sad state of affairs. But no need to despair, cause we the next ones taking it there.
Now they heard all of your songs and peeped you from the side and watched the videos and seen the car you drive.
And we know what to expect, my nigga. Done seen it all before, I ain't impressed, my nigga.
But they heard some of our songs and peeped us from the side and came out to the shows and seen us on the grind. Down. Got a grip in every hood, so I'm always the hottest nigga in town. Hate it or love it, who fucking with our music? Yeah, y'all niggas are the shit when it comes to power movement. Who's so improved and can't sleep on the team? They converted all the currency with foreign exchange. Up next, the rap the boot is about the name Sean Don, the Bronx brother president with no excuses. Doubting me is foolish, so that stupid news this. Knowing damn well only Knights can do this. It's no secret, Leo even know, but me and little brother Slow is guaranteed another video.
They heard all of your songs and beat you from the side and watched your videos and seen the car you drive.
Yeah. And we know what to expect, my nigga. Done seen it all before, I ain't impressed, my nigga.
But they heard all of our songs and beat us from the side and came up to the shows and seen us on the grind.
Yeah. And this is how we get down, motherfuckers. We don't care who got next. This is now, motherfucker.
Big 4 9 4 and the whole cast of the show. I want to thank y'all for watching this shit.
ain't gonna front. The only reason I took this job is because I need the money. I don't give a fuck if you be in for the plug with me, dog. I gotta be real. Y'all really wanna know how I feel about the Mr. Show? Y'all really wanna know how I feel about you being?
Together you got smooth drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Lil Brother. We got now. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And as we smooth everything out and get all mellow, hey, Groundhog Day. Young black teen shot for throwing rocks, supposedly, allegedly, Georgia woman, a white one, of course, facing charges for shooting a young black teen in the head after he passed by her house Monday. 15-year-old Vernon Marcus Jr. was shot as he walked by Elizabeth Cannon's home in Macon around 8 p.m. Monday. She, of course, claimed that the young black teen and two, sometimes three of his friends would often walk along the block throwing rocks at her house and vehicles just because that's what they wanted to do. He remains in the hospital. His condition is reported to be critical, but stable. Now, I hope in Macon, Georgia, somebody's throwing rocks at our house, shooting BB. I guess I shouldn't be advocating violence, but unfortunately, I am not a Christian. And if I was, I would be saying, hey, what's up with that eye for an eye? Not a Muslim. So I'm definitely not talking about no jihad. You know, y'all keep y'all Crips and Blood stuff to yourself. I have no parts of none of that. I'm just saying that folks make up the same excuses to shoot, to kill. I mean, she shot him in the head for walking by. You know, that Groundhog Day. Well, they were throwing rocks. And so somebody throws, just if they did it, throwing rocks is obviously here in America an offense punishable by death. Punishable by death. Hey, you threw a rock, I got to shoot you in the head and kill you. Yeah. Now, she's locked up, but is she going to get charged? Probably not. You know, the whole she's defending her home and she felt threatened by these ruffians. I mean, we've heard it all before. It's happened so much. I always say we're numb to it at this point, which is why it's Groundhog Day. I mean, America's been racist against us from day one, and we're always asked to be the better persons, better people. Folks is shooting to kill. And in 99% of the cases are very successful. Like we're supposed to be the better people. And if we decide to shoot back, then we are the lawless element. Thugs. All these other terms that they will name us for just the fact that we want to live. I mean, we wanted to be equal to you. Equal. You know? I mean, it was because it was civil rights. Just, hey, just we have the right for you to talk to us in a normal way. Like, please don't talk crazy. I mean, that's where we started at. Please don't talk crazy to us. Can we use the water fountain? Can we go to school where they have books? It's, whew. Oh, man. I don't even know. And then you have what happened in North Carolina, North Carolina State University. Elliot G. Holiday leaving his friend's house Sunday morning when he found his car kind of jacked up. There was a chocolate milk bottle by the right rear wheel, and then there was an open bag of Cinnamon Toast Crunch on his rear windshield, and there was an Afro pick on his rear windshield, and on the roof of the car there was a box of Popeye's chicken with chicken still in it. Now, I would say, to start off, that's a waste of some perfectly good chicken and some Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I can't say that I'm endorsing the chocolate milk and black toast like most folks on the earth. You didn't know. The majority of the people on earth are lactose. That's why y'all so stinky. But I'm not gonna diss. I'm not judging. I know you love your chocolate milk. I'm just saying, even if it's chocolate, white, brown, whatever color flavor it is, that shit is no good for you. But I digress. But yeah, apparently this was after Trump's inauguration. I guess this is supposedly some kind of racial message, whatnot. I mean, and he filed an unofficial report with the university's police department, but it's like, basically they'll be like, well, hey, they left this party. They was hungry. They left some food on your car. And maybe you had the Afro and somebody just thought you had a girlfriend and was like, hey, we'll put this Afro pick on your windshield and comb your hair. Puff that thing out, smooth it out a little bit. I got my Afro puffs going. I mean, I don't mind threats. I mean, because threats, that's a nothing. It's just when you get like that asshole lady when they're actually shooting people. It's when there's an issue, I have a problem. And I have a problem that her house was not shot up immediately afterwards. See, as I question, and I'm just saying, I'm not inciting anything, but I question the heart of so-called thug gangster element. Why that house wasn't shot up? Rocks thrown, whatever. Shot your homie. Nobody shot it up, whatnot. I mean, it's one of those things where, I'm sorry, the NRA talks about having your weapons so you can defend yourself, because you never know. I mean, these dudes, they bring their weapons everywhere. Been in the hotel and you see the folks with their guns ready to shoot first, ask questions later. Everywhere. So I'm saying, and maybe it's just one of the questions. I'm like, why aren't black folks arming themselves, getting guns? I mean, because it's not safe, apparently. You can walk by somebody's house and they shoot at you. I mean, if it's like that, you have the reasonable expectation to be able to walk with your concealed weapon, and if somebody's shooting at you, you can shoot back at them. I mean, maybe if Trayvon Martin would have had his concealed weapon when Zimmerman's ass jumps out on him, he busts a cap on him. I'm just saying, because you're getting shot at whether you're innocent or guilty. Maybe we just have to, I mean, we have quote unquote equal rights. Maybe we just need to be out there with our guns too. Okay? You know, somebody do like what happened to the white nationalist leader Richard Spencer, who was punched in the face on camera as he spoke to a reporter Friday after Donald Trump's inauguration. Like, he was this is the guy that came up with the term alt-right, which basically is, you know, code word for white nationalism. You know, this is the dude who supports a ban on non-European immigration, calling for a peaceful ethnic cleansing, and declared that America belongs to white men. I mean, somebody just rolled up on him, popped him in the mouth. Got you. I mean, it's not endorsing violence. You know, I'm saying, like anything else, when you have folks who are threatening you, you have the reasonable expectation to defend yourself. Now, we know here in America, the laws are skewed against us. The temperament of the people is skewed against us, because if we defend ourselves, we are the aggressors, we're the ruffians. Even though it could be a cross burning in your yard, 35 Klansmen in front, and you got it on video. Alternative facts would say, hey, they were exercising their freedom of speech, and you broke that up. Or they were filming a movie like Birth of a Nation 2, The Wrath of the KKK. I mean, that's the kind of thing that we're dealing with. Alternative facts is what it is. So I would say we battle alternative facts with facts. I mean, we know we're getting shot at no matter what you do, how you do it. You're getting attacked. I mean, ladies, they're attacking you guys at a rate that is ridiculous. Now, of course, the men are supposed to defend the women, but these dudes are looking kind of soft nowadays. I don't know, ladies, you may have to take it into your hands sometime. But that's a story for another day. Ida B. Wells, coming to a woman spirit near you. On that note, I'm Mr. F the N-Word. This is another Smooth Drama production. I am out, going back deep, deep, deep into the basement. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got smooth.
Drama.